How do we overcome regret and remorse associated with not being able to do good or meet our loved ones at the time of passing away? Well, I mean, especially during these days, I mean, I'm not sure what the situation is. And certainly that's a huge source of painful experience of this pandemic. Many people have not been able to say their goodbyes to their relatives and loved ones. It's painful. But I think one of the things is being able to separate out between the, because it's one thing to have regret and remorse over something that you've been actively stupid about, you know. It's another when it's out of one's control, and then if you just keep going around and around and around with something that is, you know, was completely out of one's control, then that's a fruitless engaging of the mind. And of course, there may be any number of things that not being able to meet loved ones. It just may be a sense of circumstance where one is. These days, we're distant from many of our close relatives, friends, loved ones, just by the nature of the society. And sometimes it's we're just too far away to be able to act on that or to fulfill that. A lot of it is looking how much are we have been engaged, and then even if we have been unable to be present, we can still bring to mind the option of directing our attention to loving kindness and a sense of well-wishing and a sense of a dedication of blessings, that, like really trying to bring to mind the good of people and good connection that we may have had, and dedicating blessings for their well-being. Those are things that can all be done. And, you know, so often the mind just seems to want to go back to regret and remorse. And so much of that is just one's own kind of obsession of self, there are skillful uses of regret and remorse in the sense of acknowledging something unskillful or inappropriate that one's done, and then making a resolution to change because of that regret and remorse. That's a skillful use of it. Just continually going back to it and torturing oneself with regret and remorse is an unskillful application of the mind. That doesn't accomplish much. So it's like really learning how to take that. Okay, that you know, I wish I'd have done it differently, and actually make a resolution to do something different, make a difference in your life, make a change in your life. And that's a really skillful use of regret and remorse, so that it's really of for one's own benefit and for the benefit of others, and that's that we always have that choice or that opportunity. So to recollect that and to encourage oneself in that direction.